This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, several towns in our listening area are asking residents to cut down on their water use. Plus, retired Black Canyon National Park Superintendent Bruce Noble speaks with KVNF about why he and other veteran national park leaders are advocating in support of the CORE Act. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Here are the most recent COVID-19 case numbers for our region. Mesa County reports 376 confirmed cases and 4 deaths. Delta County has had 139 cases and 1 death. Montrose County has had 310 confirmed cases and 11 deaths. Ouray County reports 16 cases and 2 deaths. In San Miguel County, there have been 89 cases and no deaths. A long-running dispute over the Bureau of Land Management's new resource management plan for its Uncompahgre field office is now headed to court, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel's Dennis Webb. Conservation groups have sued the agency over the plan, which the BLM approved in April. The groups say that the BLM violated federal law by refusing to consider an end to new fossil fuel leasing and by not analyzing how more oil, gas, and coal development could harm agriculture, the climate, and endangered species like the Gunnison sage grouse. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Bruce Noble is the retired superintendent of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and Curaconti Recreation Area. He and other veteran leaders with a combined 179 years of service to the national park system are advocating for passage of the CORE Act by Congress. You had a long career serving our country in the national park system before retiring late last year, but you're staying active in part advocating for the CORE Act, a package of legislation developed over the past decade that would designate the San Juan Wilderness Area, protect portions of the Thompson Divide from mineral exploration, and make the Camp Hale area a National Historic Landscape. Not really your style to just sit on the porch and stare off into the distance, is that right?
That's right, Gavin. No, I do not want to sit on the rocking chair on the porch. This stuff kind of gets into your blood. You've had turnover among park staff, turnover among elected officials, turnover among partners. And I just felt like I wanted to stick with it and try to give it whatever continuity I could offer and help see if we can finally get this legislation to the finish line.
So Bruce Noble and an all-star team of retired national park leaders, Connie Rudd, Joe Alston, Sheridan Steele, Bill Wellman, shared a letter to the editor recently that's run in the Grand Junction Sentinel and other newspapers expressing support for the CORE Act. You write, there's a fourth portion of the legislation that you're most passionate about, authorizing the establishment of Curaconti National Recreation Area. It's one of the only national recreation areas not established by legislation or executive order, instead operating under an agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation for over 50 years. Why is this change you're advocating for so important?
Well, I think a number of different reasons. Part of the legislation, if it's enacted, will involve land being exchanged between the National Park Service, the Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Part of it is a kind of a government efficiency measure. I do think the legislation will help to sort of better define the roles and responsibilities involving how the National Park Service and the Bureau of Reclamation works together. I think that will be an important thing. And then lastly, without legislation, there's a certain lack of permanence. I don't think the National Park Service is ever going to go anywhere, but legislation will kind of guarantee that this is a permanent arrangement. And I think that's something that really is important to the people of Gunnison County and Montrose County and the neighboring communities.
So the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate have each passed their own versions of the National Defense Authorization Act. The Senate's version of the NDAA does not include the CORE Act, whereas the House version does. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett was in Gunnison County on Wednesday to join hunters, fishermen, and other outdoor enthusiasts in drawing attention to this bill. You've applauded Colorado's other U.S. Senator, Cory Gardner, for his work on different legislation, the Great American Outdoors Act. But Senator Gardner has not endorsed the CORE Act. What's your message to him and other elected officials who haven't signed on to this?
I think this is good public policy, basically. Public lands are very popular in Colorado. The CORE Act is very popular according to all the polling numbers I've seen with Colorado residents. We're in an election year here, obviously. I just think it'd be good politics for Senator Gardner to get behind this and help get it to the finish line.
That's Bruce Noble, retired Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park Superintendent. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate it.
Several towns in the KVNF listening area have recently asked residents to cut down on their water use. KVNF's Jody Peterson has more about restrictions in Paonia.
Voluntary water restrictions were announced on Monday for the town of Paonia. KVNF spoke to town administrator Corinne Ferguson to learn more about what led to the restrictions and what the future might hold.
The drought conditions, high temperatures, high winds have caused a decrease in the springs, and the water production has dropped. And we've also seen an increase in domestic water use. We believe it's directly related to early shutoff and reduction of the ditch irrigation water.
Paonia's water supply comes from springs at the base of Mount Lamborn, and their production normally declines in late summer or fall.
It was mirroring previous year's drop and was slowly decreasing. That does occur. It'll continue to reduce, which is normal. Since we've asked for the voluntary restriction in water use, we have seen a drop in the amount of water that's being pulled from the system for domestic use. And with that, we're now starting to see an increase in our storage.
As long as that trend continues, there will not be mandatory restrictions?
That's right. As long as the tanks continue to gain and are holding and we're not seeing a substantial drop or continuous drop, we would stay within the voluntary restriction. We've requested no real exterior watering or frivolous watering other than spot watering for gardens, for trees, for planters. We are asking that people continue to reduce that use.
I understand there's also a 1 million gallon treatment plant served by a different set of springs that could be brought online if needed.
If we reached a point where the mandatory restrictions weren't providing the relief that we were looking for, we could look at putting the 1 million online manually. And we also may have to ask the board to look into increased costs, fines, or increased fees for high use water, even interior domestic use if we reached a critical situation.
When is the last time that Paonia actually had voluntary water restrictions?
There was an ask 3 or 4 years ago where, again, we were just noticing a decrease in production and an increase in use. And there was just an ask to the community, hey, can we just really be cognizant about the amount of water and really be aware of where we're using it? And the last mandatory restriction was in 2002.
What do you most want people to know about the water situation here?
I would just really thank those that are paying attention to their water use. We have seen the changes since we put the voluntary restriction in place. And we're gaining water about a foot a day in our tanks, which a foot of water in our storage tank is about 168,000 gallons. So it was a substantial difference that we're seeing, and it's continuing and trending that way. And so we just ask people to stay cognizant, stay diligent, and remember that water is a finite resource.
And that was Corinne Ferguson, Paonia's town administrator. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.